T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Well, you certainly must admire, I guess he's now former FBI agent Peter Strzok. There has never been a more stalwart defender of patriotism than Peter Strzok. He is as pure as the driven snow as James Comey. No, wait a minute, that's a bad idea. He's as pure as the driven snow as Robert Mueller. No, wait a minute, that's not such a good example. He's as pure as the driven snow. He has acted totally appropriately, and by the way, he is schizophrenic enough that he is totally able to separate his own personal bias against candidate and then President Donald Trump. He is perfectly capable of separating that bias from performing his professional duties investigating the subject of his hatred. There you go. See, I just saved you about 2.5 hours from watching the hearing today. Incredible. You know, it's not enough that that these guys broke every kind of ethical law that exists. Then they arrogantly want to defend what they did as being patriotic. I am reminded of the words of one of the gentlemen who had something to do with the founding of this nation. It was back in April of 1775 when Samuel Johnson said, and I quote, "Patriotism is the last refuge of a scoundrel." Now, Samuel Johnson, we don't have the full context of what he meant by those remarks, but suffice it to say, he was not talking about real patriotism. He was talking about false, faux, phony patriotism, wrapping yourself in the flag as a defense against ethical violations and probably legal violations that you committed after having placed your hand on the Bible and sworn to uphold the Constitution of the United States. To listen to the arrogant Peter Strzok testifying on Capitol Hill today was truly down the rabbit hole, following Alice down the rabbit hole. It's an alternate universe that these guys live in. We've got the audio, and it's juicy. You will appreciate the retiring South Carolina 4th District Congressman Trey Gowdy giving Peter Strzok all he wanted. And Strzok, striking back in his own feeble defense, well, I resent these accusations against my character and my honesty, my veracity, my truthfulness, blah, blah, blah. Wait till you hear what Gowdy said in response to that. We get underway on what is sure to be a barn burner here on Thursday. Here is how you join me and be a part of the conversation today. Ingalls Advantage talk line number, 800-347-1063. Common Sense Retirement Planning text line number, 71307. My email address, bob@1063word.com. By the way, that email exchange between Lisa Page, you know, I just happened to think, when I look at this picture of Lisa Page, who sadly, I don't mean to body shame the woman, but for heaven's sake, Lisa, do something, you know? Wash your hair once in a while. The email exchange between the star-crossed lovers, Lisa Page and Peter Strzok, where Lisa Page said, Trump's not going to win, is he? Really? Really? To which Peter Strzok texted back, "No, we'll stop him." Strzok today, under oath on the Hill, said he doesn't remember sending that text. What is it? Was he on Ambien? Is it the Ambien defense? Is that what it is? Well, Congressman, I'd taken Ambien that night and had a few shots of vodka. Well, no, not vodka. That's Russian. A few shots of bourbon. And I don't remember sending that text. It came from my Twitter feed and from my phone, but I certainly don't remember sending it. Here is Brooke Singman writing at Fox News. FBI official Peter Strzok's first public hearing tumbled into a rancorous and heated political fracas today. Nothing more entertaining than a good heated fracas, I always say. It's not up there, you know, with a really good tamale, but a well-heated fracas will do in a pinch. As Republicans clashed with Democrats, you should have heard the questions from the Democrats. Mr. Strzok, isn't it true that you are a patriotic, loyal public servant with decades of experience? Yes, Congressman, you're right. That's what I thought. Thank you. No further questions. It was ridiculous. When they weren't accusing the Republicans of trying to destroy America by challenging the integrity of the FBI in the person of Peter Strzok. Look, the people that have damaged the integrity of the FBI is Peter Strzok and others, et al. As Republicans clashed with Democrats, as well as the former investigator, over his anti-Trump text messages and even threatened contempt for refusing to answer questions about the Russia probe, Strzok, throughout it all, remained defiant and maintained that he did not show bias in those infamous messages with former FBI lawyer Lisa Page, with whom he was having an extramarital affair. The contempt threat surfaced after House Oversight Committee Chairman Trey Gowdy, Republican South Carolina, questioned how many witnesses Strzok interviewed before the August 2016 text from Strzok to Page stating we'll stop then-candidate Trump from becoming president. Strzok said he was not able to answer the question based on instructions from FBI counsel. At that point, House Judiciary Committee Chairman Bob Goodwit, Republican Virginia, rejected that claim. Mr. Strzok, you are under subpoena and required to answer the question. This touched off a heated debate. Judiciary Ranking Member Jerry Nadler, Democrat New York, blasted Goodwit for putting Strzok in an impossible position, while Strzok claimed he was there voluntarily. Yeah, voluntarily, right. Goodwit fired back that Nadler did not state a valid point of order, further instructing Strzok that he could only consult counsel with his own attorney and not the FBI's. Several other committee members chimed in, blasting top Republicans on the committee, with Nadler even motioning to adjourn the hearing altogether. Goodwit instead said that at the conclusion of the hearing, Strzok would be subject to recall to allow the committee to consider proceeding with a contempt citation because he refused to answer questions about the Mueller investigation, and he was a part of that. The fireworks came after Strzok testified that his political opinions, including all the anti-Trump text messages exchanged in 2016, were rooted in deep patriotism. As GOP lawmakers blasted the former FBI official for textbook bias. See what I mean? Strzok said his anti-Trump text messages were rooted in deep patriotism. What he meant by deep patriotism, of course, is deep loyalty to Hillary and the Clinton machine and the DNC. This guy was absolutely incredible. A quarter after three on the Bobby Mack Show, we're just getting started as we roll into the Thursday edition. As promised, we have the audio for you from some of these exchanges today, and they're worth the price of admission. Quarter after three here on the Bobby Mack Show. Be right back. Welcome back. Great to have you along. 3:20 here on a hot July afternoon in the Upstate, the Bobby Mac Show. You thought Independence Day had fireworks? They had them today on Capitol Hill as well. The explosions came after Mr. Strzok testified that his political opinions, including those anti-Trump texts, were rooted in deep patriotism. Mm-hmm. Well, I would say deep loyalty, but deep loyalty to the deep state is substantially different than deep patriotism, which is what's in the best interest for the citizens of this country. Strzok, in his prepared opening statement, said he's never allowed personal opinions to affect his work. Let me see a show of hands. Strzok sent messages like, Trump is doing a personal appearance at a Walmart in Southwest Virginia. I can smell the crowd. Is that an example of the kind of bias that he never allowed to affect his work? That he knew information during the campaign that had the potential to damage then-candidate Trump, but never contemplated leaking it to the press. Well, what information was that, Mr. Strzok? He never said. And that recent congressional focus on him is misguided and plays into our enemy's campaign to tear America apart. The enemies of patriotism in this country, the enemies who want to tear this country apart, you're in their camp, Mr. Strzok. Like many people, I had expressed personal political opinions during an extraordinary presidential election. Yeah. But while we may have been expressing our opinions, we were not conducting an investigation into the subject of the inquiry of an individual that you obviously despised. Strzok said many contained expressions of concern for the security of our country, adding that those opinions were expressed out of deep patriotism. Uh-huh. House Oversight Committee Chairman Trey Gowdy tore into Strzok at the opening of today's hearing, saying he showed textbook bias on the job. This is where this escalated into a heated exchange in which Strzok claimed he was kicked off special counsel Robert Mueller's probe because of perception, not because of bias, not because of the content of what was in all those text messages, but because the way people interpreted them is what he actually is claiming. Here is what they, in the news, in the TV newsrooms, this is what they call the money bite, the money soundbite.
Your testimony is Bob Mueller did not kick you off because of the content of your text. He kicked you off because of some appearance that he was worried about. Sure.
My testimony, what you asked and what I responded to, was that he kicked me off because of my bias. I'm stating to you, it is not my understanding that he kicked me off because of any bias, that it was done based on the appearance. If you want to represent what you said accurately, I'm happy to answer that question, but I don't appreciate what was originally said being changed.
I don't give a damn what you appreciate, Agent Strzok. I don't appreciate having an FBI agent with an unprecedented level of animus working on two major investigations during 2016.
Wow.
And your testimony is Bob Mueller did not kick you off because of the content of your text. He kicked you off because of some appearance that he was worried about. Sure.
My testimony, what you asked and what I responded to, was that he kicked me off because of...
Whoops, sorry, just froze up. Give it a second. Let it reboot. This is worth waiting for. I think. Is it going to play again? No, apparently it's not. All right, fair enough. So Gowdy says, I don't give a damn if you're offended or not. After Strzok said he didn't appreciate how Gowdy was characterizing those events, Gowdy fired back, as you just heard, I don't give a damn what you appreciate, Agent Strzok. Strzok in that exchange also said he doesn't even remember sending the Stop Trump text, noting it was written late at night in shorthand. What? How do you write in shorthand on a text message? He maintained he was not suggesting he or the FBI would take any action to influence his candidacy. Well, how else Agent Strzok. Are we to interpret, no, he's not going to get elected, we'll stop him? How can you interpret that in any real-world environment as not suggesting he or the FBI would take action to influence his candidacy? Then Strzok, falling back on his faux patriotism, said, the suggestion that I, in some dark chamber in the FBI, would somehow cast aside these procedures and somehow be able to do this is astounding to me. Well, look at the people that he was surrounded with. McCabe, Comey. There's a confidence builder. Gowdy and Chairman Goodlett both rattled off a slew of Strzok text messages in which he blasted then-candidate Donald Trump and pined for Hillary to win to underscore their bias allegations. Strzok continued to maintain that bias was not expressed in those text messages. Strzok said, I can tell you that those text messages are not indicative of bias. Well, what are they indicative of? What, you were drunk? Truly, today's performance was truly incredible. Here is quickly Bob Goodlett talking to the Democrat members of the Judiciary and Oversight Committee.
To my colleagues on the other side of the aisle, please replace President Trump's name with your own name in a small sample of things Mr. Strzok has said. Envision how you would feel if you found out that the chief agent investigating you as a member of Congress was making these statements.
He continued, it's not in the soundbite, but I can tell you what else Goodlett said. How would you feel if you found out that the chief agent investigating you as a member of Congress was making these comments? F. Trump. Trump is a disaster. Just went to a Southern Virginia Walmart. I could smell the Trump support. And the most alarming and revealing, we'll stop it, referring directly to Trump's candidacy for the presidency. This is truly an incredible performance. And the sad part is, here we are at the end of the day. Strzok walks out, not in handcuffs, to go to a Georgetown cocktail party tonight and be railed by the left, set up as a hero. Truly incredible. To the phones we go. Thanks for patiently waiting. Alan is first up. He's in Reedville. Hi, Alan. Welcome to the program.
Thank you. Thank you, Bobby Mack. What we witnessed today was one of the very top FBI officials involved in two of the most, in our lifetimes, massive investigations of importance. And according to him, and now fully supported by the Democrats, it's perfectly okay if any law enforcement, any investigator at any level of government can say, feel, and think things of that nature against whomever they are investigating. And that's perfectly acceptable to them, and it's perfectly acceptable to the Democrats.
And it's terrifying.
And that's what was on display today.
True.
So if that is what's okay with them, then to me, they've defined themselves yet again in a way of who they are. And that was what I saw today.
Yeah, and it's very disturbing, and it shows just how polarized things are. When the Democrats are more concerned about a political agenda than they are about the nation's law enforcement, the nation's top, one of the world's top law enforcement agencies, having individuals who are so totally biased and prejudiced investigating that same individual. This is like the days of the old Soviet Union, where Stalin would go to Beria, who headed up the Secret Service, and tell him, look, this guy has given me trouble. And the head of the secret police would say, well, you give me the name and I'll find the crime.
And again, it is the political, and I believe this may be one of the biggest mistakes of all time and by the Democrats. And think about this. No one misunderstands if a juror had this type, they were called to serve for jury,
yep.
and this information about whoever's being charged, nobody would question that person. What if a judge? What if the judge, somebody presiding over, all of a sudden you find all these writings or messages or letters
mm-hmm.
that talked about this entity, and they're the ones who's going to be proceeding and presiding, and everybody knows that would be unacceptable. Well, it's, how critical is it at the level of the investigation?
And truly astounding that Mr. Strzok still believes he did nothing wrong. He acted patriotically, and it's the other side that is attacking him, in his estimation, I guess, unfairly. It's truly mind-boggling.
No, that's the Democratic Party's position right now.
Yep.
It's perfectly okay to do that at any level of law enforcement.
Right, and we'll see. Thank you, Alan. I appreciate it very much. And we'll see in November what the people think about this. 3:31 here on the Bobby Mack Show. More of your calls are coming right up on the other side of the news. Be right back.
Work.
Sorry, I got hung up there for a moment. 3:38, 22 before 4 here at the Bobby Mack Show. As promised, right back to the phones to get your reaction to the smug Peter Strzok and his testimony today, his self-serving, I never did anything wrong, I'm a valuable, patriotic public servant, blah, blah, blah. Never Trumper is along on his cell phone. I can hardly wait to get his take on this. What do you say, never?
Bobby, how are you doing today?
So far, so good.
That's right. You know, it was a shame that you had a little problem with that playback, because I was hoping you were going to play back a little bit more of Gowdy's speech.
There is plenty more audio to come. It's a 4-hour show.
Yeah. but you know, after that point in time, Strzok wanted to speak, and there was a lot of contention about should he be allowed to speak, and Gowdy went way over. It was totally out of control. And I
think what's totally really out of control was the actions of the FBI people like Comey and Strzok.
But I would really love to have viewers, and I'm going to try to do it today. Hopefully this whole thing is going to be taped on C-SPAN that you can go on and actually
it'll be all over YouTube and C-SPAN and every Fox
but,
News
know,
and every
you
place
know,
else.
You end up getting these little snippets here and there, which aren't really, you know, fair.
Oh, I've taken it out of context, have I?
No, I'm not saying that. All I'm saying is that you have to hear more of it than what is going to be commonly
well,
played.
Well, you know where so you can today, do that? We've already checked, Never Trumper. We've already checked. You can go to CNN. The first bite that comes up is Strzok with his smug, self-righteous defense of himself. And the caption on it is, Strzok fights back against Trey Gowdy. So if you want to talk about spin, CNN is your place for that.
Well, I'm not talking about CNN, and I'm not talking about Fox News. I'm not talking about 106.3. I'm talking about the actual talks going on. So after,
well, what do you think I just played? I didn't doctor the audio. I played it exactly as it was said.
Yeah, but then it conveniently stopped.
Yeah, but. Enough of that. 3:41. Chris is along. He is in Greenville. Hi, Chris, and welcome to the Bobby Mack Show. You know, if I need to hear the opinions of the liberal left, all I have to do is turn on BSNBC or CNN or call up Never Trumper, because he can repeat their talking points verbatim. Sorry, Chris. Welcome to the program.
Hey, Bobby. How you doing?
Good. Thank you.
Hey, my comment is it's no coincidence, and these two things go very well together, that the only people that insist that they're uniquely qualified for their bias to not impact their work is the FBI and the mainstream media journalists.
Yep.
And you know, the two of them together insist that, yeah, you know, you see my bias, but I mean, I'm such a professional that it doesn't affect me.
Right. And it's the GOP and conservative talk radio that is attempting to destroy democracy in this country by attacking one of our valued institutions, the Federal Bureau of Investigation. Well, look, they've already done so much damage to themselves. How much more could I or anybody else damage their reputation?
Exactly. And, you know, for them to be just above it all, and they're the only ones who are able to be above it all, and the rest of us are, you know, we're just mere mortals, is just absurd.
Well, they're the smartest guys in the room, though, Chris. They all went to Ivy League colleges and all have law degrees, and they're the ones that can really interpret whether or not sending a text message that says, "No, we'll stop Trump," exhibits any bias. And according to Strzok, it doesn't affect his professional judgment. He's got the wisdom of Solomon.
Right. Between him and the journalists of the mainstream media, they're right down the middle.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they play it down the middle with no spin whatsoever. Look, I get it. Everybody has bias. We exhibit bias every day when we go to, say, Mickey D's over Burger King or vice versa, or we choose to drink a Coke instead of a Pepsi. Everybody has their own innate prejudices, their own preferences. And that's what those biases are, their preferences. And Strzok has left little doubt about his. Anything else to add, Chris? Oh, you know what? I think his cell phone dropped out. Yeah, he drove into a spot where a cell phone dropped out. Thank you, Chris. I appreciate the call. Paul is next. He is in Greenville. Hi, Paul, and welcome to the Bobby Mack Show.
Bobby Mack. Thank you very much for taking my call.
Yes, sir. My pleasure.
And I think since Congress refuses to act on the behalf of the public should incarcerate all these people, starting with Hillary Clinton, Comey, Lois Lerner, all the people that acted against the people of this country.
Mm-hmm.
And especially since it was a time of war with Afghanistan for the things that Hillary did. That group of people should incarcerate those people, take them, try them for the treason acts. They should be put to death or prison for the rest of their life.
You mean like
other people should,
citizens arrest?
Yes.
Yeah.
And the other people like Strzok and Rosenstein, Mr. Miller, they should be removed. They should be taken and they should be put in prison also. And if they cannot come up with a reason for the trials or the investigations they're doing, you know, on or against Trump, that should be fraud, waste, and abuse as far as taxpayers' dollars.
See,
and
this
I cannot believe Congress is continuing the facade that there was actually something going on.
Yeah, kabuki theater, the Japanese would call it. All that's missing is the white face makeup. This is where this kind of approach from the progressive left, from the socialist slash Marxists on the left that want to turn the United States, want to transform it, as Obama said, this is the path they are leading us down. And this turns the United States of America into a banana republic when the individuals who are tasked with enforcing the Constitution and the laws set down by our founders, when they treat that responsibility with impunity, when the people who are charged with enforcing the law are themselves violating it, we got big trouble. Thank you, Paul. I appreciate the call. 3:46 now, 14 before 4. Be right back here on the Bobby Mack Show.
What?
Yeah. That's what Peter Strzok should have said today to all the questions. What? I'm sorry, Congressman. My memory fails me on that topic. 3:50, 10 before 4 here on the Bobby Mack Show. Here is a bit more of Trey Gowdy and FBI agent, Special Agent Peter Strzok. I guess he's still employed there, although they brought him his cardboard box and walked him out of the building during the month of June and stripped him of his security clearance. Here's some of the byplay today.
Agent Strzok, between July 31st, 2016 and August 6, 2016, how many witness interviews did you conduct as part of the Russia-Trump campaign alleged collusion investigation?
I don't recall, and I'd have to check the case file.
Mm-hmm.
We waited all that time for that answer?
Yes, sir.
That's eerily similar to what you said a couple hours ago.
Sir, I am telling you, and I would reject the characterization that I refuse to answer anything. I want to answer these questions.
Well,
I'm
I
going
just
by
asked,
the direction
I just
that I
one.
Received from the FBI.
I just asked you one, and I'm looking for a number.
Sir,
I'm,
my answer
I'm looking
is,
for a number.
I do not know without the opportunity to check the case file.
Yeah. Gee, I, you know, been so busy, Congressman. You know, now that I'm no longer at the FBI and have plenty of time working on the tulips in the garden, trying to lower my handicap on the golf course, I just can't recall how many witness interviews we conducted between June and August. I'd have to consult the case file on that. Unfortunately, they're unavailable to me since I've been walked out of the FBI building. To Rick, who is in Greenville, next up here on the Bobby Mack Show. Hi, Rick. Welcome.
Bobby Mack, hey, we all know what the number was. It was zero.
Yes.
There were no interviews done at all.
Look, Trey Gowdy, you're right. Trey Gowdy is a lawyer. He never asks a question that he doesn't know the answer to.
You got it. You got it. Look, let me settle something for everybody here. I practice law now going on 42 years.
Uh-huh.
You do not show bias influencing an investigation by what you do. You show bias in an investigation by what you don't do.
Interesting.
Such as you don't put the witness under oath. You don't take notes of your interview. You don't seize their computer. You don't take their laptops and their phones. You don't investigate key witnesses, but you give them immunity. Bias is shown by what you don't do, and the Clinton investigation is filled with omissions.
Rife with them.
The general practice of an investigation. And the IG report nails that down. What they said was they didn't see evidence of bias in the investigation by the documents that they had. Well, the documents they have is only showing you what they did do. It's not because there are no documents establishing what you didn't do.
Exactly.
That's where the bias was.
Yes.
We all know it.
Is it conceivable, Rick, that they're going to skate on this?
Look, I hate to tell you this, Bobby, but yes.
Yeah.
No one's going to jail for this.
Right.
No one is. They're all going to be made into martyrs. They're all going to be made into political poster children.
Yep. Heroes of the left.
Heroes of the left. You got it.
That's a...
And it's disgusting, and I think the American people see it for what it is. That's why we rebelled this last general election.
I agree.
Against both the Democrats and the Republicans.
Right. A pox on both their houses.
Spineless. They're just as spineless as the Democrats.
Yep. And it leaves us as the great unwashed masses out here in flyover country. In a position to do what, Rick?
Re-elect Donald Trump in 2020 by a landslide. That's what's going to happen.
Yep. I see that. I foretell that as well. I see that in the tea leaves also. And this gigantic blue wave that's on the way is the smugness, the arrogance of Strzok wrapping himself in the flag, painting himself as a patriot. Is that going to be helpful to the Democrats in November?
No. I don't think you're changing anybody's minds on the left. No. They'll all show up as they typically do in a general election, and they'll vote for their candidate. But what I think it's going to do is energize flyover America, the rest of us. The flag-loving, America-loving patriots are going to show up like we did at the last election, I think in larger numbers, not lesser numbers.
Yeah, I think so, too.
We're going to kick the bums out. I think you're going to see a sea change in 2020.
I appreciate the call, Rick, and I appreciate the legal analysis. In fact, hang on, Moneypenny is going to get your number in case I need defense in some instance of jurisprudence in the future, because you can't be too careful.
Be glad to give her the number.
I appreciate it. Thank you, Rick. Hope you have a great afternoon, sir. Good of you to join us. Let me quickly delve into the text line here because I'm way behind on that. Bob Strzok must still have his clearance because he said he may lose it by the end of the day. Oh, yeah? I missed that part. Bobby, those idiots in Washington are making our country look stupid. They continue to show us what children they truly are. From Donna. Bob, how about getting a national referendum going with one question? Who's a bigger enemy of America, Russia or the Democrats? I'd love to see the national polling on that. Me too. Bob, why is Lisa Page not in jail? Will this never end? From Kim in Chesney. By the way, yesterday when Lisa Page, the other star-crossed lover involved in the extramarital relationship with Mr. Strzok, refused to attend the invitation, congressional subpoena. That's not an invitation to a garden party. A subpoena says, drag your butt down here and testify. They gave her three options: testifying today with Strzok, testifying tomorrow behind closed doors, or sending the Capitol Hill police for her. She said, oh, tomorrow, yeah. What do you know? As it so happens, my calendar is clear tomorrow. I'll come and testify behind closed doors. Well, you know, that's going to leak. So Friday free-for-all should be a thrill as well. Hour number two is on the way next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.